keeping you up to date on everything Padres all season long. It's Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
coming to you from the AMR studio.
Blooper, you made the ballpark in color, everything else black and white. That was pretty cool. Hey, we're talking about international baseball. Padres president, CEO Mike D is with us. Padres going south of the border this spring. Couple of exhibitions, that's the word, against the Astros, March 26th and 27th in Mexico City. This is a pretty cool opportunity for the ball club.
Yeah, we're excited about doing it. Appreciate the invitation from Major League Baseball to be one of the two teams. We'll be playing the Astros down there. And Mexico City, you know, great baseball market, home of the Mexico City Diablos, the Red Devils, which were the champions of the league 2 years ago. And Alfredo Harp, Padres' partner, owns that franchise and controls the ballpark there. So it'll be a warm welcome for sure for Los Padres de Mexico.
Not the only south of the border initiative. You know, the Tijuana market, I know, is a big deal as well. And the Padres continuing to sort of reach across, you know, that line down there to try and make themselves a part of that community.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it that way, because what we'd like to think is that there is no line.
Yeah.
You know, that the marketplace that the Padres call home is not just San Diego County, not just Imperial County, but also Northern Baja. And we have Padre fans, you know, from Mexicali down to Ensenada. But Tijuana in particular, especially with the resurgence of baseball around the Tijuana Toros, who have had great success over the last couple of years. So there's a ton of baseball interest, and the Padres are a big part of that.
And with all the benefits of the All-Star Game coming to San Diego, south of the border are going to see some of those benefits as well, right?
Yeah, we're working with Major League Baseball to hopefully come up with a number of events around All-Star Week in Tijuana. And, you know, we have fans coming all the time. You know, we talk about our bus programs and things that we, you know, are able to orchestrate to bring fans. But you know, the reality is that we have fans crossing the border. And, you know, for our viewers out there that don't cross the border on a regular basis, you need only to go down a few times. And by the way, the new food in Tijuana is great. Baja Med cuisine is great. And San Diegans are going down to Tijuana in mass numbers. And I think there's going to be more border and ease of border crossing as the years go on. And baseball can play a role in that.
Really cool. Really cool. So that's some of the upcoming initiatives for Major League Baseball and for the Padres in Mexico. The exhibitions, as they're called, in Mexico City should be a lot of fun this spring as well with the Astros. Thanks for stopping by.
Always a pleasure to talk international baseball with men of your stature.
It's a big part of the future. We were talking about the London thing before you came down. That idea kind of got floated out there. You have an opinion?
I do. You know, I'm on baseball's international committee, so I get to hear a lot of these discussions. And, you know, they're one of Commissioner Manfred's, you know, I think mandates and priorities is to grow the game internationally in a smart, strategic way, not just playing games for the sake of playing games. And I think that's been what baseball's done in the past. But I think this time around, you're going to see, you know, more emphasis on Mexico, more emphasis in the English, in England, Western Europe, and we'll see where it goes. But baseball does have mass appeal overseas. We have to take advantage of that as a game.
I jokingly said, oh, it's about money. But, I mean, the reality is it's about growing the game. It's about getting more fans. Why not give it a whirl? Thanks to Mike D. Thanks to Grace. Thanks to Scott Merkin. And also thanks to Sam Gainey. Great job, Blooper. We'll be back soon with the final show before spring training.